Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. Graduation ceremonies are scheduled for both Galen Catholic and Lamar's Community for Sunday. Galen will begin its commencement at 12:30 p.m. from the Deb Campbell Gym, while the Lamar's Community will hold its graduation at 3 p.m. from the new competition gymnasium. There will be 32 Galen Catholic seniors to receive their diplomas, while at Lamar's Community, 156 seniors will walk across the stage to be congratulated. Galen Catholic High School officials have announced their 2019 valedictorian and salutatorian. Caitlin Langle, the daughter of Mick and Tammy Langle of Lamar's, is this year's valedictorian for the senior class of 2019, while Jason Koontz, the son of Tom and Ruth Koontz of Granville, is the chosen salutatorian. Both seniors will speak during the commencement ceremonies held on Sunday. Meanwhile, at Lamar's Community High School, only one senior is scheduled to speak during the graduation. Keegan Pippett, the son of Chris Pippett and Jill Casson, have been selected by his classmates to offer the commencement address. Joan Meese is this year's Lamar's Community High School valedictorian, and Joanna Thieler is the salutatorian. Both ceremonies will be broadcast live on KLEM Radio, 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. Lamar City crews are scheduled to begin work making repairs to the intersection of 1st Street Northwest and 2nd Avenue Northwest during the week of May 20th. The contractor, Vanderpool Construction, will start on the rebuilding of the two storm sewer intakes and plan on leaving the intersection open to traffic during that part of construction unless they feel the need to close some of or all of it for their safety. Contractors will then fully close the intersection down in all four directions on May 28th. To start tearing an intersection out. Several Iowa farm and commodity organizations are praising the Trump administration for lifting the tariffs imposed on steel and aluminum. That action was done on Friday. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says that he's encouraged by the trade news coming out of Washington. Negg says that with the steel tariffs lifted, it now is time for Congress to approve the USMCA trade agreement. The Iowa Agriculture Secretary says that the passage will protect our relationships with our two of our biggest ag trading partners, Canada and Mexico. Trent Thiel, the president of the Iowa Pork Producers Association, says this is a change that we've been requesting since last fall because retaliatory tariffs by Mexico had the effect of reducing U.S. pork exports to one of our top markets. Thiel says that Mexico's 20% retaliatory tariff on U.S. pork had cost producers $12 per animal. Removing the metal tariffs restores zero tariff trade to U.S. pork's largest export market. This action will allow Iowa hog producers to now focus our energies on convincing Congress to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Craig Hill, the president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, says that Iowa Farm Bureau members have been advocating for increased trade and closely monitoring the situation as trade disruptions are coming at a difficult time for Iowa farmers because of flooding, wet weather causing planting delays, and low commodity prices continue to make profits elusive. In addition to lifting the metals tariffs, the Trump administration also announced that Japan will fully lift its restrictions on American beef imports. That will allow U.S. beef products from all cattle, regardless of age, to enter Japan for the first time since 2003. Matt Deppe, the CEO of the Iowa Cattlemen Association, says removing non-tariff trade barriers, such as the age restrictions on products from U.S. cattle that were previously in place, is important to increase the export value of Iowa's beef products. Iowa cattlemen are also eager to see the USMCA ratified, and we are encouraging the administration to work on a bilateral trade agreement with Japan that will further benefit Iowa cattle producers by reducing the tariff advantage that Australia currently enjoys. Iowa's unemployment rate remained at 2.4% in April for the 10th month in a row. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the jobless rate held steady where it has been since July of 2018. Iowa has the nation's third lowest rate behind only Vermont and North Dakota and tied with New Hampshire. The number of Iowa residents with jobs in April increased by 4,600 to 1.67 million. That number of unemployed, or the number of unemployed residents, dropped to 40,400. Iowa's figure compares to a national unemployment rate of 3.6% in April. While parts of Iowa had record high temperatures in the low 90s on Thursday, forecasters say that cooler, wetter weather will likely dominate much of the rest of the month and well into June. During the National Weather Service briefing, climatologist Martha Schulsky says that heavy rain will spread across Iowa and much of the northern plains next week, raising the critical risk of renewed flooding.
The prediction is in the 3 to 5 inch range, so pretty active pattern. And these forecasts have been pretty consistent, which gives you some higher confidence in the forecast actually verifying. So certainly something to look out for in terms of impacts over the next week.
In spite of a few scattered hot and humid days, Iowa's weather has been much cooler than normal this spring, and forecasters anticipate that pattern will continue.
Continued higher probability for below normal temperatures for a swath in the central U.S. This is combined with the increased probability of wetter than normal conditions for June.
Thanks to the El Nino, it's possible that the cool, wet weather will last well into summer and will the risk of more flooding as the ground remains saturated in many parts of the state. Police in Western Iowa say that a fourth person has been charged in the robbery death of a Council Bluffs man. Council Bluffs police say in a news release that 25-year-old Ryan McDonald of Glenwood was arrested around 3:30 a.m. Friday on a warrant charging him with first-degree murder in the January death of 38-year-old Adam Angeroff. Police did not release any information explaining McDonald's suspected role in that killing. Prosecutors have also charged three people from Omaha in the killing, including a 16-year-old boy charged as an adult with first-degree murder. Angeroff's body was found in his apartment on January 24th. Police have still not released any details of his death, including how he was killed. A Des Moines man accused of killing his cousin has now been ruled mentally competent to stand trial. The Des Moines Register reports that 30-year-old Sean Foster pleaded not guilty on Monday to a charge of first-degree murder. Foster is accused of killing 50-year-old Albert Barron III in December. The two were roommates. A court document says that a judge previously ruled that Foster suffered from mental disorder that prevented him from understanding the charges against him. That trial is now scheduled to begin on July 15th. And that is a look at your news for this Saturday morning.